Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today, Daf Zayin. Really, we're still in the middle of the shaila that the Gemara had of what about if a person does a chet after the haprasha. After the haprasha, he does a chet. And suffix, if he does the chet of an asay after the oilet, remember the Gemara said by a chatos, it certainly will not be able to work. But we're talking about an asay after the hafrasha of an oilet. But a chatos says that it's not going to be like that. The shaila is whether we learn chatos from oilet or whether we do not learn chatos from oilet. And the Gemara brought a raya, or a couple of rayas, the Gemara said. And the Gemara brought a raya from the Sirim, of Pav Chag HaShvuas, that is Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Mikadosha of both Sirim. The Gemara thought that maybe they were Mafreshit at the same time, in which case, so what is the second one coming to be Mechaper? We spoke yesterday about whether or not the whole reason for the bringing of the chatos is only to be mechaper, or what's called tzvadis hayayim from over here, from Rashi, from Tesvis, to be mashma that you bring it only for the purpose of the kapara. And if it's that, then not you don't have the kapara, you don't bring it. Shvem the Rishalmi, it's not like that. We said that even the Bavli, according to at least like certain Rishayim, holds like that. The Bavli and Yuma, according to the Taisa Rosh, in Yuma, the Taisa Yeshanim in Yuma, and therefore, that creates a problem really with this Gemara. If you hold that the Sirim and Golem, it's the Chavetz Hayayim that's Mechayim, it's only a bonus that you get a Kapara. But if there's no Kapara, if there's no need for nobody did the Chet, then it doesn't make a difference. You just bring it anyway. This is what creates a problem. But the Gemara does tell us that the other option that we have over here is they were not mafreshit together. All right, so they were mafreshit one after the other. And therefore, because it's coming to be mechaper for Tumas Mikdash Mikadoshav that took place between the two hafrashas. Then the Gemara said, a Memra, that maybe it's working with the din. Rav Papa told us that you can bring a ride from a carpet seabor. A carpet seabor, it does not apply by a carpet yachid, by the way, this din. It only applies by a carpet seabor, Taisa Menachis, comes and stresses this point on Daf Tesvav, and he holds that the din of that we have by a carpet seabor is a din of Leib Vest and Masna. Leib Vest and Masna, we're out now elaborating on it, we'll take Kipashnas, which is a very difficult thing. It's a regular Tanai, the way the Mashmos of Rashi is here, Rashi and Shavuos. It's a regular Tanai that depending on whether they'll need it and when they need it, it'll depend whether or not it becomes Hegdish. Like we find, by Tamidim, Shalahutrach HaLatzibor, extra Karbon is Tamidim. A Karbon Tamid always has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka of that year. So what happens by the Tamidim that are left over from last year? So there it says, Sakin Mashchasan L'mashahay, there's a din based on the din of Lein Bezdin Masna, that if they wind up not needing it, then it's not going to be Kaddish. That means, depends on Machloikis. So we say that it means that Adaita Dehachi, it was never Hegdish L'mafreya. The Chazanish does not learn like that. He learns that it's not going to be Hegdish Mikavil Haba, the Kedusha will go off, even though it's Kaddish Kedush HaSagduf. It'll be like similar to Kachem Shemesu, because the whole point of the thing, why it was Hegdish Betchila, was gone, because they only needed for 354 days. And now they don't need it. They don't have it for that anymore. All right. So there's a din of Leib Vest in Masna, and then they re-sanctify it afterwards with the new shkolim. But the reason why it goes off is because of the Leib Vest in Masna, in which case you would say the same thing here. By the Seirim, you're able to say they're able to, if you need it, if not, even if they would be magdashit l'kachila together, they are able to be master on it, that the Kedusha itself will only be chal later on, before they go and they need it. If there's going to be a tumah, she'ira, bein zeh, no matter what, the Kedusha itself, even if they were mafreshit before, there was a built-in tonight that the Kedusha Skatos of the Seirim is only going to be chal right before they actually bring it. And that's the reason why the Gemara says, in which case, we don't have any riot to what the, we're getting off on a tangent over here, for the riot that we're trying to bring for an essay Liacha Afrasha. Over here we're also looking about an essay, because we shachmin al machaneh, even though it's a chatos. But Avot became, the Gemara came, and because of this, the Gemara said that it's no riot. And then the Gemara says it's saying it's speaking only with the Rav Shimon. But Rav Shimon does not hold like that. L'divi Rav Shimon, ey nikta tvim. Rav Shimon doesn't hold of this. Rav Shimon holds that there's no leves in Masna. L'divi Chachamim, it's nikta tvim, because they hold that there is, it's a leves in Masna. We brought bread then, because like what people said yesterday, of course, what happened to the din bigger dalit yomim that we have, and that's probably in the clair of the Turi Evin, when the Turi Evin's clair, whether the din bikur that we have is only after it's hegdash. From here, it's a raya. From here, it would seem to be a raya that it's able to be in the skyim, even b'makad where it was chulim. Because now that you have the din of lebes and masna. Pardon me, not like the Chazanish. Yeah, that's not going to be like the Chazanish. Yes, correct. That raya that there would be, I believe we said this also when we learned Shavuos. Right, but Joel is pointing it out, a very worthwhile ha'ara, that in order to bring the raya like that, like the Turi Evin, you have to say that it's going to be bottled the Kedusha l'mafreya. You learn like the Chazanish, that it's not batul l'mafreya, it only means mekadal habad, it's terminated. And for that, you don't have a raya. For there, you don't really have a raya. Even though it's not really such a pashut a thing, even if you learn like the Chazanish. Because if you hold, all right, let's say you hold that you have to have it after the hegdish. What about if it's a zah hegdish that becomes terminated, and you have to reconsecrate the whole thing? Does the previous bikur, when it was hegdish before, able to work now, even though it's a new hegdish? You have to make another bikur? If you're going to learn like that, it also involves saying a chiddush. You're saying that you're making the bikur after it's hegdish. But that hegdish is far betalim v'talim l'shrimim v'lachayomim. Now what? So you have to reconsecrate it and make it into a new Talmud. Right, the new Talmud never had a bikur. It had it before, the previous life. But now it never had it. Does that bikur count for there? If you're going to say like that, you're going to, it involves saying that chiddush also. All right. Beyond. All right. Habayi b'nei Rav Yirmiyah b'nei Rav Seira. What else do we see here? He says another thing. That they were mekabel v'dam in shnei kaisus. It means you shechted both seirim. You made two kabbalas adabs from each one. And you're mekabel it. The dam is there in shnei kaisus. V'nizrak dam shel rishai. And the first seir, or the first time that you are mekabel, you went anywhere zayrik that. Because it doesn't mean zayrik, means that you're a mazada. But these were dama shall reshine, shady, lama huba. Why does the second one come? What are you bringing the second dam for? Altubashira means svika shall zeh lazeh. You're going to bring it because of the other tuba. What were they claring about? They're claring They shechted both Seirim. You have both cups of Dam from both Seirim. You're a Zayrek the Dam. What's the point of being Zayrek the Dam again? What are you doing there? You already were Zayrek the Dam for the Tumah. The Teretz is for new Tumah. That took place after you were Zayrek the old Dam. But yet the suffix that we had is whether or not after a hafrasha the chet took place. Here, it's a very major gap, a chiluk that we have. Here, you're not only doing that, you're going and you're being mafresh, you're being zarek to dam, to be mechaper for the tumah that took place after the avoida of the first one. The avoida was done. The shvita of this one was done. It's not only you being mechaper after the hafrasha, you're being mechaper after the avoida started. You've merkabel the dam already. Zolti Gemara. That they assume for a dover pusher that a body you can have that. No, maybe it's a suffix. And since it's a suffix, what they really meant to clarify about over here, what they were saying, that he asked the Shaila of him, Bobi name Rav Yirmiyah me Rav Zera, was Im Tiksa Leimar, that if it works after the Afrasha, does it also work after the Shchita? Rashi comes and Rashi, this an Akkad? What is a Maskada? We never resolve it. Rashi comes over here, and Rashi tells Dibi Abashkel, Dilma Im Tiksa Leimar Kamar, maybe there was really, we have a suffix of after the cup part, after the afrasha, and also after the shechita, v'achi kabivayilai. Bein zed lezed ko'omar, Reb Shemen, kainem afrasha koi, oli achar afrasha v'yim titzalaymar, achar afrasha nami koi, maybe kainem shechita, o afilu achar shechita. We have a son, we don't even know what it means. How vite does it go that it's going to be able to be mechaper? On Zrika, until you actually go do a second Zrika, maybe it's going to be able to be mechaper. Yahadar lay, heyu afilu on Zrika. And he answered and says it can even work, maybe, until the Zrika. Midilma, lo kaim lakarem zera, lo yifshit tobayim. Maybe, yeah, but like Rashi says at the end, maybe not hold like Reb Zeira. That holds that it works. And at the end, Liachar Kiv Lesaka, what's the din? The din is that we don't know. Along Isha Tabayan, we never resolved the issue. Then what is the din? So Rashi here at the end says we have a suffix, and we remain here with a suffix. Now, L'chaira, when the Gemara said in Yuma, Daf Sabachay, the way the Ritva learns it, it would really come out, if a person, let's say, remember the Gemara over there said, there was the case where the part of the Sawyer of Yom Kippurim got lost. And they had to be mechaper with something else. They were members of Kaddish and Iskapru Baleha, and they went and they took another one. They redesignated another one. And then they found the old ones. So the Gemara says, what happens with them? We'll use them next year. What do you mean use them next year? If the Gemara over there tells us they can use it the next year, so we have, all right, so what the Ritva is coming and he's saying, how do you use it the next year? And he comes and his Makalik is different than a regular Chatos, maybe, then and there, maybe Sivan Megalim is based on this, based also, and the Ritva holds that the Mashmo says, the Ritva says, you might be able to go and use it the next year. Right? So you could use it the next year. Now, in order to say you can use it for the next year, what happened to the din of Acha Afrasha? That's even worse, remember. That year you're using it to be mechaper for Tumas Mikneyim top cup for Tumas Mikdash Mikadosh of a whole of a year that came in the future. This is already Yom Kippur. Then what do you use it for next Yom Kippur? There's going to be a year of Chatayim they're going to use it for.
And you have
all the Kabbalists, after all the Kabbalists are regular, they're going to be using it. So and that the Mitzvah doesn't even bring.
Why do you have to wait till next week? Can you use the next regular? Why do you use the next year?
All right, but yeah, but he was using because they're going to, it's going to be whether the Hagrola for this year helps for the Hagrola for the second year. Now, yeah, you would have to deal with that separately. But that also, all right, that's a horror. But besides that, I'm really somewhat bothered over here by the Rambam and Hilchos Shogos. I just want to share with you where your Rambam and Shogos. The Rambam and Shogos comes, I just wanted to share with you this Rambam and Shogos. The Rambam and Perigimel Shogos. Perigimel Shogos, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam comes and the Rambam says the following. Here he says, Kvar B'yarnu, we learned already, in Salam Udashim, this is Nachash Shogos, Gimel Gimel. Shehamafrish katoso al achelev. Person is mafrish his carbon al achelev that he ate. So the carbon is designated to be mechaper for the chet of chelev. Lo viyera al ha-shabbos. Shechilo al adam shachal. If that carbon is a chatos chelev, you can't go ahead and say, oh, I changed my mind, I'm going to use it for a chel Shabbos carbon. I'm going to use it for because I ate da. No. Once it's already nikva, that it's there to be mechaper for a chatos chelev, that it's immutable. You can't shift it, redirect the kapara for a different chet.
Well,
good, very good. Shenemar mehevi karbono siras izim al chatoso asher choto ad shiye karbono l'shem cheto. Lo shiakriveno mechet al chet. You can't shift chatoyim. Once you are mafreshit for chelev, you have to use it for chelev. You can't use it for anything else. V'im hikriv, what happens if you did it? It's psula. The rabbi said, doesn't work even for the oven. Now, yeser al zeh obruch, ha-mafresh chatoso al chelev she'ochal emesh. He was mafresh achet chavash for chelev that he ate last year. Lo yivieno al chelev she'ochal hayoim. You can't go and bring it for a chelev that you ate today. You were mafreshit for a chelev you ate last year. Now you decide afterwards. You want to use it for a chelev today. The behavi keeper. But the evidence, if you did it, it's mechaper. Because sot kol sof, it's the same chet. It's the same, no, it's not Gemara Naftes. It's not the same thing. What Gemara Naftes? It doesn't say this is Naftes. No, it doesn't say. The eight, no. There it's going on Naftes, chelev for dam or something. You can't, no. Here you're doing it for a different chet. Here you go, Fred, but the evidence able to work could be mechaper. There the Gemara never says going to be mechaper for the new chet. Here the Rambam says he can do it. If you did it, it's mechaper for the new chet. And not only that, let's say a father was mafreshachatos and he died, and the son wants to be mafreshit for his own chet. He's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to do it. It's the same. No. Not chatos soif.
No, it's a chatos soif. It's a problem of
chatos soif. Yeah. He can't do that. It's not his. He doesn't say with the evidence whether it works. But the Rambam says over here, with the evidence it works. Now, what happened to the din of after hafrosh of a chapare by a chatos after hafrosha? This remember it's a chatos even. What?
The shayla was never by a chatos.
The shayla was never by a chatos. Remember, it was all by an oila. I'm just specific over here. Did this take place in the Rambam before the hafrasha, or it doesn't make a difference? But in other words, when he did it, he ate chelev last year. Mutschutzach over here, the Rabbah. He ate Caleb last year when he was Mafresh. And then afterwards he said, for Emish, last year's Caleb. Now he switches and he says, you know, I don't want to do it for last year's Caleb, I want to do it now for today's Caleb. When was he Mafreshit? Was he Mafreshit before he ate Caleb today? Or he ate Caleb today, 9 o'clock in the morning. And he was Mafresh 11 o'clock, Mechatos, for last year's Caleb. And then afterwards he says, I want to change it. I want to do it for today's Caleb. For today's Caleb. When did I do today's Caleb? Before the Hafrosha. I did it already 9 o'clock in the morning. Does it, or it's not like that. But the Ritva is not talking like this. That's the Rabbah, right? The Ritva is speaking about new Chatoyim. And the Ritva is speaking, doesn't deal with that. Well, whether or not he could do it. The Ritva says that he would be able to go and do that, even though he's talking about the Chalev, that it's a new head of Chalev. The Ritva is even more befamish. The Rabbah is not really clear over here, I think. The Rabbah is saying that he did it after the Afrosha. Maybe he did both of them before the Afrosha. He earmarked the Chalev, the Chatos, for last year's Chalev, and afterwards he said, I want to do it for today. All right, so when did he do it today? After he was Mafresh today for last year? Or he was Mafresh today for last year, but he had already eaten today for breakfast, he already ate the Chalev. The Ritva is more than that. The Ritva is saying that he's going to be able to use it for the new Chatayim that he does later. What happened to the whole Gemara? They didn't even bring the Gemara. They didn't even bring our Gemara.
Does he bring
Leib Bezdin
at all?
No, doesn't bring Leib Bezdin at all. No, it's not a good guess. You only say Leib Bezdin only, but the Rabbah was talking even about a carbon yogurt. Right. Even if you say this, even if you say Leib Bezdin, like Moshe Nissen said, that only works by a carpet seabird. It doesn't work over here. The Rambam is not my gay Leib Bezdin Masna. This is what problem is bothering me over here. But the Rashi says in the Maskada, we don't have that. And even the Maskada, we don't know what it is. It's only by an Asay. Now, we should add this. Remember, the Gemara does show soon to us, speak the Shvikadosh. Where the Gemara does show soon to the Chatos, but Rashi, why does it show to the Chatos? He's an Asay, and he shows him in Amachaneh by then also. The Gemara does show it soon to this case. Some clear problem that we have over here. But the Gemara over here, and according to the way Rashi learns, and the Gemara remains with a suffix. Then the Gemara says a new thing over here. Here we have this case. Itmar. But to the Titus Shem to the Shame Titus Chavera. A person had a Taina. Don't think I think also another Gemara here. A person had a taina that he was mafresh for Thanksgiving because he went and he was a chaylish and isrape. Maybe he came out of a beis asurim. Okay. Taina shishachta, he shechs a taina l'shem, a taina that his friend was going to bring, was chayim to bring, for whatever reason he went and had to bring a taina. He got this one as a Reuven, was a chalash and isrape. He's mafreshit for Shimon's taina, because he was yaitzav bibesu asura. Rabba Mark Shera. Well, why not? It's kosher. We had a little shape chayva. Rab Chizna Amar Psula. And Rab Chizna says it's puzzle. Now, why? Rabba Makshair, what does the word psula mean? What will psula mean here? Burn. Psula does not mean burn. No, psula means it's kosher. He ain't a while of the shame chayva. Yeah. Shay Rabba Chisra Rabsa Rabba Makshair, taina the shame taina nishkata. It'll be good. Busvit kosher. It doesn't make a difference. Wait a second. Rav Chisda, we got to see it. Rav Chisda amar psula. Why? He says it's possible because he has to do it for his own taida or his own shlavin. Now, let's take a look over here, Rashi, and Tais learned the same way, almost. Let's say, the Rashi here says what? Taida l'shishavta l'shein taidas chavero. Now, let's get this clear and shut. Loi shishavta abedashis kaperba. Bi sheyeno ba'aleha. This is not a case of shini ba'alem. Bi ein ze shini ba'alem. Elishini kaidish. Shini ba'alem, remember, is only where he's thinking on this rika. Elishini kaidish. This is a different type of shini kaidish than we ever had before. Shahaisa the Ruvain Taida. Ruvain had a carpet taida. Ole Shimon Taida Acheris. Shimon had a different taida. Bishachar is Totaso Shel Zeh. Lashem Taidaso Shel Zeh. He had Kavada when he shifted his taida to make it into Shimon's taida. Ruvain made it into Shimon's taida. Who Adin Rashi says, Meshechet Chatas Kalev, Lashem Chatas Dab. This is a whole different thing, whether we even gyrus this, or we'll leave that. Shera? The island of Bailam. What does it mean, Shera? What does it mean, Shera? Shera means that it's kosher completely. It's even island of Bailam, Sheikh Saiva? Da Fila Shini Kaida Shem Khan. It's as if nothing happened. Ruben, yeah. Sula, whereas Rabba held that it's puzzle. What does it mean, puzzle here? Doesn't mean puzzle. The night, the title will never be puzzle. The Shlavim doesn't become puzzle with Shini Kaidish. Lay also the Bailam, the Shini Kaidish. It's a case of Shini Kaidish. It's not Shini Bailam. Remember, it's a case of Shini Kaidish, even though it was a carpentina, and he's shechting it, Lishem, a carpentina. But it's true Ruvain's taida, not Shimon's taida, or Shimon's taida, not Ruvain's taida. So Nachamu, Amar Rabba Mina Amidala, Visanyo Visar Zevach Taida Shlomov, Uvisar Zevach Taida Shlomov, Biyoim Hakrivo as Zivcho. And from there we learn now that it has to be Dafke his own taida. And if it's not his own taida, it's certainly not going to be Shini Bailam. He's not thinking of this Rika, but it's a different form of Shini Kaidish that we never had before. Abchanan Abba Mishim Rabba Lazar. Balalame, it comes to teach us that taida shishachta l'shem shlavim. Kshera, shlavim shishachta l'shem taida psulim. He comes and he says, this thing we had. There's a difference between Taida L'Shem Shlomim as opposed to Shlomim L'Shem Taida. Why? The Ma'amish Beit Zed L'Azeh. Taida Kriya Shlomim. V'yed Shlomim Kriya Taida. Taida is a subcategory of Shlomim. And therefore, if you do it L'Shem, the overall Shlomim that it's subsumed under, it will also work. That's not called Shini Kriya. It's nothing to do with our din. That's how he's letting it for the Pasuk. Whereas, the Shlomim, the Shem Taina, which is a whole different set of Dina with Lecha, Lachmei Taina. Over there, it's going to be Pasul. It's a V'yei Shlomim, Shem Taina. Shlomim, Shem Taina, Psulim. Shem, I say what? Hataina, the Shem Taina, Shera. The Mashmal says what? Here, the Gemara says, Mina Aminola. Oh, besides that, I'm Taina Shlomim over there, and then I'm a Chodin Omar. No, Bishuv Rabbi Lazar, Bala Lame, this. There, from here, what do we have? On Taina L'Shem Taina Kshera. My Lam the Chavre. In which case, so it means Taina L'Shem Taina Schavero is not Shini Kaidish. Lo, today. It's doing it where he shechts his one Taina for another Taina that he had. Aba the Chavre, my Psula. What are you going to say then? It's going to be possible. It's going to be kosher. V'yeno elu l'shem chayva. Anatani shlamim. L'shem taida psula. Instead of saying that, why don't you say Taida, even Taida L'shem Taida is possible, as opposed to saying the din of Shlomim L'shem Taida, and this is a much bigger Kiddush, the Kolshkei Shlomim L'shem Taida, that Gemara answers the obvious answer. Shlomim L'shem Taida D'day Yitz D'Rechlei. No, the Kiddush that we have here is a person had a Shlomim, and he also had a Taida. If he slept with Shlomim L'shem Taida, it's possible. As opposed to, over here, Taida L'shem Taida, it's not a problem. But if it's a Taida L'shem Taida, where it's Taida Schavero, then it's different. So the Taida Kabina, I mean, a Taida, Kriya Shlomim. I might have thought, and Hanani, maybe you would say Shlomim Nabi Kriya Taida. The Chishachit Lahu L'shem Taida. And therefore, maybe in both cases, you should say literally, Kodash Malad. How do we hold, by the way, by a Taina? The Rabbi Paskins of Suyam Doshim, Per Tezvav. A Taina, L'shem Shlomim, is good. Shlomim, L'shem Taina, is no good. We Paskin like this. Taisus comes over here, and he says that, see the Haggah, Taisus, Rab Chizna, Rab Tzula. He lets Nira, Dafka, Betaina, Palik, should exceed. Simba had crush, Shlomim, the Gemara brought the Pasuk. If you hold that as possible. The Kutris perish to who I did Bishar Karbonis. Depends on really the gears of the way Rashi meant. But when he's saying the din of Shini Kaidish, that it's going to be possible, is this a unique halacha by Taida? What does it really apply by other things as well? And therefore that's the din that we have. That we have here, but it's conceivable that we have over here. It's conceivable that in this kind of a case, it should be have a din of status of being Shini Kodesh. If you take a look at Rashi over here, well, again, when being says, but Rashi towards the bottom where the lines get wide, Shera means over here, the nomenclature we're talking. Because the nomenclature is Shera also Labailim, but still is Layal Labailim. Right? The Afal P, then Rashi Lo Dite, the Afal Gav Shlobo, Al Hadoi Achas. Even if they don't come from the same nest that happened to them, it doesn't make a difference. The Abbot's Rekha Lahidus, we have four people in Mchaytri Bata, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. That Lo Dite, if he brings one Taina, a person has a Taina that he's Bafresh, because he came from a base of Asurim. And he has maybe another one that because he got sick. And he got his chodesh rape. There, if it's his own thing, there is nobody holds over there that it's going to make enough gemina. It's not a different shem korban at all. Whereas if it's somebody else's nest, that makes it into a different Shem Karbis. Mm-hmm. That's all based on the Pasuk.
And why is the Pasuk different? And why another Caleb tomorrow?
Now remember, here we have a Pasuk. Shini Kodesh. Over here, Shini Kodesh. If somebody else is Taida, it's going to be Shini Kodesh. Chatus, all different things. It's different. It's a Chet. That's all Chet of after the Hafrosha or after the Kapari. That's a different thing, yeah.
The same
it doesn't make, yeah. Yeah, the Rambam holds, that's the Kiddush, the Rambam holds that it's good. We want to know why it is the Kiddush to the Rambam, but that's what we're saying in the Ritva. And that blessing is stuff he does. The Chatos, the shame, what, he was Bafashit, the shame, what Chalith, whether he can shift it and do it, the shame, a different Chalith. But Rashi over here comes and says before, let's say you look at the previous Rashi also. The only imtitz, no. Okay. Shlomov, yeah. You see the Rashi. You see Rashi where he brings the shape Shlomov the day boina. Also, the shape Shlomim di day boina. Tiksin zemach taida Shlomov. Behind the iflug betaida. Should the mina by seem rabba siyata lamil say. Mina machadin. Omi who adin the shah's vachin. Yeah, that's the, what Mashi, where, Tosfos was coming and telling us that it's going to be Sheni Kodesh. It's going to be Sheni Kodesh where you're doing the shame somebody else's by Yishlomim. So over here, it's going to be impossible. So here, place Rashi says, L'shem Shlomim D'day Mo'inam. A Toino L'shem Shlomim is good. It's not going to be Sheni Kodesh. Because a Toino is also a Shlomim. It says, Zemach Toino Shlomov. Like it says, Zemach Toino Shlomov. Behind the equal betoida, why do they argue by Meshul to be no by si Rabba siata? Because Rabba brings his raya from there. From his member. The same thing will apply when Rabba said that it's going to be possible. That he said it's going to be possible. He's going to say it even by, says, and that's going to be other things also. Again, we have over here again, when we had Itma Taina Shishokta Lashem Taina Schavero, again, Rabba Mark Shera, Rab Chizna Mark Psula. Rabba says Shera Taina Lashem Taina Nishchata. Rashi over here comes Nachamo. He says Lashem Taina Dide Boinan. But if it's done to shame somebody else, we should maybe say, behind the inkling, betaida, we should be no, my see, rabba, siata. What else? He brings a riot from there to what his shita is. He's not the mechalik, the same thing is going to apply. And Tosfos brings, again, that's this going to fight the whole machlokes that we have. It's going to, Tosfos brings the Rashi near and Dafke between the Polik, Rav Chisna, when Rav Chisna says that it's possible. Shumtik Sim and Krosh, Lamov, Kutras Meresh to Adem Mishar Kabbat. It's like the whole machlokes applies by both cases. Yeah, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos,
When he brings the Tosfos, does he bring all the
Chalas? Yeah. He's going to do it. Probably if it's kosher. If it's kosher, kosher means so l'shem chayv. He's going to bring up anu lechem.
But shalom, we don't bring it. This is not as easy.
No, but after we get so cold, the shlomim.
So it's a shlomim that has 40.
It's a shlomim that has 40 chalos. Yeah. That's not enough to make shem chayv, but it'll retain the shem tayda.
The zvan
is going to be a belayla also. The zvan will be a belayla. There is such a tzad, I mentioned, I think, in Rashi and Menachos. Let's say there's a psul in the Taida. Let's say the lechem went out and the lechem was puzzled the yitzay, a case like that, or became tameh, something like that. Rashi and Menachos ben vav. So but there it says that when he does it, what does he do when the lechem becomes puzzled? He takes the carbon and he shechs it l'shem shlomim. Now Rashi said the way the Mashmos of Rashi is that when he shechs it l'shem shlomim over there, it becomes a shlomim. It's going to be taken up there to Nishnei Yom Rashi to say, but Chazanish learns in the Rashi, it becomes a din, takes on the din of a shlomim. It's going to be Nishnei Yom V'Lai Le'Echad. It'll come out of Mechaim and the Tenufa, the Sachin. The Mitzchaz of a Sheik also, it's a way of becoming. The Chazaynish is really, it's Tzevech, Gichruchya, or the Rashi. He doesn't like it at all, the way the Rashi, what he said, and he really is Mashma from Rashi like that, that it becomes a Shlomim. The Taita becomes a Shlomim. He doesn't want to learn like that. That's the one case where we find, I mean, besides the case of a Meiser Pesach or something like that, but if it came where the Pesach becomes a Shlomim. But in this case, the Chazon Ish holds that it should retain, in his opinion, should retain all the dinim of a Taita. But from Rashi Yisbashma, in that case, it's not like that. Amar Rav Chata Sheshachta L'Shem Chatas Kshera. A Chatas that he shechted it. Let's say a chatas chayla that he shechted the shame chatas dam. What?
This is the Rabbah, huh?
No, this is not the case of the Rabbah. It can't be the Rabbah because the Rabbah doesn't even hold this way. Right. The Rabbah, he's talking about a case, a chatas chayla that he shechted the shame chatas dam, It's kosher. It's not sheni kodesh. Why? You hear the svara pshuta. Soif kosoif, it's a chatos. The shame oila, of course, it's psula. By time of the shachat oisa. Oisa v'chatos amarachmada. Narei chatos v'shem chatos nishchata. The shame oila, it's a psula. Why? The Omar Rav Chatos Shishavta because Shini Kodesh Chatos Shishavta Ami Shemachuyev Chatos Psula, right? Ami Shemachuyev Vaylek Shera, and that also we know it's a Pashut Mechayer based on everything we know. My time of Chibra Lo Bala Malaya Chaver Chavar Dumi Niday Mechayev Chavar Kamaisa. In order for it to be Shini Baylem, he has to be Chayev Chatos, and he is. So therefore, it's possible. But in Oyla, he'll be Kosher. Yoma Rava Chata Sheshokta Almi She'eno Mechoyev Klum. This is a chiddush. Psula. Why? You're not Chayev Chatos. She'eno Mechoyev Klum. Yisrael. The Bar says, half of the config. She'eno Mechoyev Yisrael. She'eno Mechoyev Asay. Everybody. Is mechoyim for the asay, for is guilty for the asay. Yama Rava. So even if you'll tell me, all right. So let's say yeah. Who was up doing the chatos? Yama Rava. Chatos mechaperis al chay ve asay. A chatos is not only mechaper for it's mechaper for. It can be mechayim for chat chay ve asay become mechaymer. Madach al chai ve krisus is mechaperes. Chai ve esay like kolshkein. Therefore, if you go and you're mafresh yachatos, that should be a kapara for Shimon. He's called the mechayev kapara kemaisai. Because your chatos is going to be mechaper for you on asays, and it's certainly going to be able to be mechaper for Shimon on asays. Even though that's not the main, right? Even though it's not the main objective of the carbon. So the member of the Masmina, you mean to tell me, because what? It's called a Masmina for an asay. Why? Because there it's mechaper only in assays, then I tell me it's the same thing. Something about now, mikiva loy mechapra, mikufya mechapra. There's a big difference. Because when you're talking about he's being mechaper for a person that's chayav an oila, even though that oila is mechaper in assay, that's the main thrust of the kapara. And that is not what the kapas is about. He'll get a fringe benefit. That's you can get a bonus kapara for the assay. But you can't have a dinshini bailim by being mafreshit on someone that the whole carbon is the whole thrust of his carbon is for the assay. If you are not high of any carbon whatsoever, and I'm bringing a chatos for you, all right. What's the worst that'll happen? You got a kapar v'yatz kodeh b'chay a kapar k'maysay. But on the other hand, let's say you're chayiv to bring an oila and you're going to get kaparas for the assay. It means that the thrust of that carbon that you're going to bring is for the assay. By me, when I'm going to bring that chatas and you're going to get a kapar for the assays, that's all the mikuf you think of. That's not the main kapara of my carbon chatas. If you take a look at, let's take a look at Rashi. This is, Rashi says, Mikiva loy mechapra. Mikiva loy mechapra chatas asay. It's a bonus. It's a bonus you get a kapara for an asay. Oh, so let's say it's a bonus. And I'm a carbon for you, but you're not going to have any carbon. All right, so that bonus is called the Shini Bailu. But let's say you're going to bring an oil. I'm bringing a chatas, that whole kapara for an assay is only mikufya. That's not for you. Your kapara is mikiva, not mikufya. You have your own carbon oil. See the way Rashi says. Mikufya mechapra hilkach al mi shemachliyev ayilak shera. Because kevin the hifrish ayilach, since he was Mabrishanoila, Shaychi Kulu essay Shabiyodo Aila. The whole essay is going with the Aila. That's his main carbon, his main kapara. Zula Shaychatas Gabay. That's not what's going on by the Chatas, that only has a right to be Machaper Bikufyan. Avomi Shalo Hivrish Klum. The Averis essay Biyodo, and of course he has essays, whatever it is. Shaykh Gabay, Chatas Gabay, the Chatas is able to be Mechaper for him. The Iluhava Mishkayakas, if he was himself, if he was Mechuya, Mechatas, Mechaper Asay Bikufya, it would be Mechaper the Asay Bikufya. Now he's using it for himself. I'm taking my Chatas, and I'm gonna help for you for the Asay that you would have now have Bikufya, Mihuna, you would have Bikufya. Have you been Mechaper Shechatas? The Hilka Chayel Shmei Achatoso, Shemishchato Lishmo Lepaisla. Therefore, the other one, Shimon, his Shem, his Ka, Lord the Chatos, will be able to passel it because with the Din Shini Baila, because that Kapara that he would get is a Kapara that he would get Bikufya. Your Shem is a different thing. What? They're not Kanye except for Mikufya. They get a kapara, they kill you.
When the Yarshin bring the parents' card, why isn't that Shina Bible? Why can they bring the
carbon? Well, because the main carbon, first of all, even the one that's bringing the carbon, he doesn't get that kapara Mikufya.
Yarshin will get Mikufya?
The Yarshim, whatever the Yarshim get, they get a Mikufya. I'll talk about this. We'll talk about it. I'm not sure what you mean. Okay, so let me hear this. So what does it say? Yomar Rava, Ayla, Shishakta, Shaloli, Shma. Another member that we had, also Lizrak Dama, Shaloli, Shma. He might say Makra, he might say Mismar. He might say Makra, as we learn by Tzvasachat, Yishma, Miyasisa. And he might say Mismara, Mishum Lishani Ba. The reason is because of the Pasuk, that also Lishnei Ba.
Can
you mean generation miracle, like we saw at the beginning of the Perek? Yomar Rava, I go Habali Acharbisa. All right, we have to stop, Ricky. We have to stop here. All right. Three moments, okay. Yoma Rava. What? Tonight, yeah. Yoma Rava, Ayla Haba Liachar Misa. An Ayla that comes Liachar Misa. Shakta Bishinai Kainish. Sula. An Ayla that's brought Liachar Misa. You have an Ayla again that's brought the Yachar Misa. The Bailim died and the Irish brings it. The din is, yeah, Ayla Ba Yachar Misa, the person who is the Balakarba died and the Irish bring it. Shachta Bishina Kaidish. Okay, let's say the Irish Shechtet L'Shem Shlomo. Same din, of course, Shini Kaidish. On the other hand, let's say the Kayan will shecht it, Bishini Bailu, not for Ruvain, Ruvain is not here anyway. Ruvain is in Gadain. But when he shechts it, L'shem, somebody else, other people have no shaykhs, Shini Bailu, Shayra, why? The Ain Bailu of the Achar Misa. The reason is because there's no thin Bailu of the Achar Misa. What do you then? What did it do? Because the real Bailam, who is the real Bailam? Ruvain. Ruvain's not here. Heidi Yarship getting Kapar Bikufya doesn't count. That itself is not going to be it. There is none. So there's no Bailam, no real Bailam.
I never called him a Bailam.
He'll get it because he gets a Bikufya, but it's not the shape, really a regular Bailam. It's not going to be a din because if anybody will say din, they can pile a base of it, and it's not going to be.
Does he not pile on a card?
Not for the ritzui. For the ritzui, he doesn't have a nikka ritzui. The fact that he has it mikufya in itself is not enough to give him a din bailam on it. He has a din bailam, like we said yesterday, the gabi bal ta'achar. The Yairish is gabi bal ta'achar. That's true. But he doesn't have a din. That was like the I said before in Daftalit. That when it comes to the din is shini bailam, but by a carpet yachid, there is no din. By a carpet yachid, there is no din of shini bailam. Because he's not a Bailam on it. By Shini Bailam. No, did Shini Bailam. No, did Shini Bailam on it. There is no Bailam on it. The Yain Bailam the Achar Misa. Rav Hukas, on the other hand, because prayed to Rav Ami, remember that we brought him before. He says, Yesh Bailam the Achar Misa. He holds that there isn't in Bailam. The Irish is called the Bailam. Namale Rav Ashi, the Rav Pinchas. Pray the Rabbi, Dafke Ka'obar Bar Yesh Bailam Lachar Misa. Ubaili, see, Oilach Riti. It's a din to bring in Oilach Riti, another Oila. Old Dilma, the Ika Kama Ase Gabe Machapra. Maybe it just means that if he has other Aseis, it's going to be able to be Machapra, be Kufya. What? Wait, very good. What Joel is asking is a very inscrutable thing here. This. It means that he's going to do it the shame, and therefore the Yarshim are going to have to wind up bringing another carpet. Now, it's not clear who's going to, for whom. The Bailam doesn't need it. He doesn't get a kapara, the original ones. So who are they going to bring it for? Now, let's say it's not going to be Oila for them. Okay, so they're not Yaitza, they're Chayva. What chayva? They didn't have a chayva anyway. It's a very difficult shtickle and gemara. What chayva do they have? The father was mekabel and heder. They weren't mekabel anything. They're only doing it to be invites for him. So what would be mechayiv? The chazeidish. Mutzitz or chalad or this pshat. What is the pshat in the gemara over here? So if you hold shimon and deraisa and he was mekabel to do it, you're talking about the din, but then who's going to be, whose chiyuv was it? That is the father's chiyuv, Eirech Harabi. But if you don't know like that, let's say he was mafresh the carbon already. That is different. So what are we dealing with over here? The very shveri gemara, what the gemara means over here. So the gemara nachamah. They go out, yesh bailam nachamah, vayinasiya alach riti, odilna diika, kama seg mechapra. Amarlei Dafke Kamina. I mean, Taka, he's going to be Chayim. He's an Ebisabailim. He's an Ebisabailim on it. So, I mean, it's a unique thing that we have here. Whose Chayim is a Shaykh to talk about? The father's Chayim. Who's the Bailim now that you're being Meshadah, the Shame Bailim? The Arshim. He certainly can't be the father. The father's not a Bailim anymore. So, when you really have a case over here, it's a case of Shini Bailam, which will render the carbon possible. I mean, Mechayim somebody else to go and drink it. It's called Gun over here. This is the thing that what the Chazanish is doing. But that's A. B, when we are assuming by the Yarshim that they get a Kapar Bikufya, if Rab Pinchas holds that there's a Din Shini Bailam, what does he mean, this Adin Shini Bailam? Does he agree with the fact that Yarshim only get a kapara bikufya? Or they Yarshin it and they have a kapara babish bikiva? And therefore they have a Adin Bailam on it themselves because it's not Stama Yarshim. That's, it's like what Shmuel was asking. He argues on the whole thing could be, very Yitochen. The Kerenaira assumes, the Chazaynish also, so that, that Rav Pinchas can argue with the whole din that Yarshim only get a kapara bikufya. Maybe it's like an Ebisabailim. So by that, list, what's done with that's taking place. They're an Ebisabailim, and a person there for Shini Bailim, and therefore what will happen? The father's estate is going to have to go out and bring it, because they certainly not, because they never were Mekabel and Eder to the Tzmachayim them to do anything in the first place. All right. All right, we'll have to be mamshach them with this. 9:15. The next Gemara is also very, very exciting. All right.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.